Morning. I began writing this homily in April, during the height of COVID-19. The mental health center was closed, and we were working from our homes. Amy and I were trying to decide how to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the center. And I made the decision to retire after 14 years as the director of the Spiritus Christi Mental Health Center, and after 50 years of being a psychiatric nurse. Work had been my hobby, but during the pandemic, I just knew it was time for me to step down and let somebody else lead the mental health center. Amy Durkee will be taking on that role as director as of January 1st, 2021, and I have complete faith in her leadership. She has been the associate administrator for 15 years and will be a great new director. And Mark Potter, who has been a staff member at Spiritus Christi for 14 years, will be the new associate administrator as of January 1st, 2021. And I'm sure he will do a fine job also. In planning our 20th anniversary celebration, we knew the Mental Health Center had stayed true to its mission since 2000, when Eileen Hurley became its first director and Lynn Hamilton its first director of operations. Our mission has always been to provide mental health care to individuals who are uninsured or underinsured, free of charge. And the mission has remained the same. I'd like to share some highlights of the past 20 years when the Mental Health Center first opened. And some of these names will sound familiar to you. The psychiatrists were Isaac Koipaloy, Gloria Bashevitz, Trish Pielnick, Tonka Matthew, and nurse practitioner Elizabeth Maskell. Our first therapists were Peggy Gold Derivan, Carolyn Addy, Laura Brewer, Joan Chandler, Richard Conhetty, Pat Dillon, Liz DiMartino, who is still with us, Felicia Reed Watt, Kathy Sanderson, Sandra Condry, Alec Chiarsi, Dave Markham, Kara Klein, Barb Malley, Jean McCabe, Maureen Service, Amy Cheshire. The first advisory board members were Lori Donahue, Tim McGowan, Mary Ellen Heimberger, Marianne Timmons, Penny Gardner, and Isaac Koipaloy. In 2005, the living room was created by Patricia Kendall and Candy Carter to provide a safe, non-judgmental group where people with mental health issues could share their experiences and learn from each other. Our dear Patricia died in March of 2017, but her peers have continued on, and this group continues. In 2005, Amy Durkee began as associate administrator. I came in 2006. And in 2006, Eileen Hurley became the director of the Urban Youth Outreach Program. In 2007, Wesley's Mothers Group was held. It was initiated by a woman named Donna to provide a safe, non-judgmental place for mothers of children who are incarcerated to share their experiences and learn from each other. In 2006, New Unto Others, a consignment shop was opened on State Street with Nancy Carlucci. The revenue was meant to support the Mental Health Center. Ruth Cowing took over as shopkeeper in 2008. A lot of close friendships and camaraderie were built in that shop. that closed in 2011. They formed their own small Christian community, and it never operated in the red. We had massage therapy with Kathy Woodside and Reiki with Mildred Portella. In 2007, a cancer support group was held. 2007, a mental health support group. 2013, a grief group. In 2017, Chris Grisanti offered yoga through an Excellus grant. 2017, Dr. David Roska offered chiropractic services. And then in 2019, Asha Sukra offered yoga classes. In February of 2020, our current women's support group began with Steph Dunn and Lynn Acquafondata, responding to the Me Too movement. That group now continues. In 2002, our first Riverwalk was held. It was the brainchild of Annie O'Reilly, who I know is here someplace. She had hiked 50 miles the year before in honor of her 50th birthday. And it's a testimony to her health and to raise money for the Mental Health Center. This year, as you may have heard, our annual fundraiser will be virtual and include the celebration of 20 years. And that'll be on Sunday, October 25th at 5 p.m. But you'll hear more about that later from Amy and how you can support the center at this event. This year, we have served 175 people. And as I say every year, we could not offer these services without you, the congregation. You do know that, don't you? The gospel today talked about there being no room for that paralyzed man. What I see is you, the congregation, giving room to men and women in the mental health care system. In the gospel, that man was let down through the roof so that the mat carried the man. But at the end, the man carried the mat. And that's what Spiritus Christi Mental Health Center does. It helps empower men and women who consult us to get up off the mat and walk. They experience emotional healing just as that paralyzed man did. In addition to supporting our mental health center, you can support the proposed legislation to create Daniel's Law to ensure that mental health professionals and not police will respond to all mental health crises. You can do this by calling your local politicians. You can view our new racial justice page on the Spiritus Christi website to find out more information on how to support justice for Daniel Prude. I now want to introduce Andrew, who has consulted with our mental health center in the past. He has served on our advisory board and volunteered faithfully for years at our Riverwalk and our annual volunteer appreciation dinner. He has generously offered to share some of his story with you today. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andrew Bewley. I'd like to start off thanking everyone for allowing me to be here and speak today. I can't believe it's been almost 20 years since I was lucky enough to be introduced to the Spiritus community in the mental health center. I came to Rochester in my early 20s looking for work, but was unfortunately in a very bad place mentally. Days became more and more difficult as I had serious issues with both anxiety and depression. I never really wanted to ask for help initially because of the stigma associated with mental health. I believe by the grace of God, I was introduced at the time to a couple of wonderful human beings, Father Jim Callen and Miss Eileen Hurley. They both opened their arms and hearts to help me regain hope and get my life back through the Spiritus Christi Mental Health Center. After a few years of struggling with mental health issues, no money or health insurance, I couldn't believe a place existed that would help someone like me, but it most certainly did. I was able to get counseling services through Miss Eileen to get a job, get back on my feet, and start the process of healing. The healthier I got, the more I wanted to give back and volunteer to provide hope to others. It's been not only a pleasure, but an honor to volunteer here for almost 15 years of my life and be a part of the Spiritus Christi family. I can't express in words how thankful I am from the bottom of my heart for all of the love, kindness, and guidance you have all blessed me with. There are too many people that have helped me here to name each one personally, but thank you to everyone involved in this center. I am not only an example of how the Mental Health Center can help people, I'm living proof of it. Thank you all so much, and I hope God blesses all of you. Thank you.